Nites al beged tomei mel. What's going to be if the dam went on top of a beged that's tomei? Is it a toy in kibbutz or not? In other words, so the dam also becomes tomei now. Now that the dam touches the beged, the dam becomes tomei. So according to our Mishnah, that you need dam, regardless rika, would it be toy in kibbutz or not? Mao. Some of whom have read Rabbi Yeshua, midim mi boi lehochi. Since you're asking the shalom this way, shma mina, hoysola shasa kresha v'nifsala, ein dam a toy in kibbutz. That you hold the chur like our Mishnah, that even though the dam once had a shasa kresha, once was fit to be used, so what? If it becomes possible, it's not toying kibbutz. So the chura, that's Yishayin over here also, that this dam, when it comes on the baker that's tamei, the dam now becomes possible. So I answer you back, no. Han immediately, when do I say that's svarah? This is the achazer. Only if the dam first became possible, and then it goes on the baker, it's not mechayv to make a kibbutz. Avu b'vasachas loy. But over here I can say the svarah is since b'vasachas, the same second like the dam comes on the beged, it becomes tamei, but also right away is mechayev the beged to have kibbutz. So maybe here it's better. By demolishna, maybe no, you don't say that svarah. Even b'vasachas, so what? L'maisadom, this dam is becoming tamei, but since it's becoming tamei, it can't be toy in kibbutz. Such a shayla. Omle said back in Mishnah, plukta the Reb Lozer Rabbonin. Ali the Rabba, that this is the machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanim, according to the way Rabba learns the Shiloh, who can come matamat Abaya, and the way Abaya answers it. The Tanya learned like this: Rabbi Eliezer and Lezer says, Mechatis shenitzmo. So Mechatis means the dama, the water from the paraduma, the ashes you put into the water. If it becomes tamei mitairim, still it has a clear to mitair people. What's the proof? Sherei nida. Anish, that's a nida, mazan aleh, which spritz the mechatas upon her, even though the water becomes tummy when it touches her. So Yama Rabbi Rabbi says back, no, that Reb Lezer b'shita shavakiva Rabbi Amra. Reb Lezer is going according to his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. The Yama that he says, havoras kli, agabi mokim tummy, is kemunach dummy. If a kli just goes over a place, that tummy, it's like it's munach, it's like it's resting there. There's now, learn like this. If you were standing outside the tana, the sheretz patana, the sheretz was inside the tana, and he stuck his hand outside to the window, for not less a logger, and he took now the pitches, the vira piatani, put it on top of the tana, the avikiva matam vachom matirim, the raw pligi, what's the machlekes over there? The avikiva salva kamunach dummy, for rabbon and salva not kamunach dummy. And at this, v'yetzmi abaya, that Moedra b'kiba be'azor, shavir agar kli cheres, tamei agar b'mishka v'moishav tamei, shi toira, shen l'chodova shematama l'mala klamato, l'gazayas min ameis, v'shakul amalilin, l'suyevim in agas. So v'shakul amalilin, l'suyevim in agas. L'om abaya, the kula yama lav kumun of dami, it's not called kumun of dami. V'okha, b'vok mifugi, the b'kiba salva gazrinin shem yenuach, v'bonin salva la gazrinin. Umoidi Rabbi Kiva Bazo, Kivan the Nofak Nofak, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbona, Mike Pligi, Rabbi, but don't tell me Kuduma, Mituma, Shabai, Sushur, Kavifagi, Masadan, Masavan, Dunn, Rabbom Nukuli Yam, and Dunn, Rokhaba Kavifagi, Kivisava Zos, Rikashir, Mitzafan, Azois, Borisava Zos, Rikashir.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. We'll do this last sugar over again. So wait till the tape ends. At the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll start over again. We'll start over again on the other side of this tape.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll start over again on top of the Gemara. Verse says again, Boi minei Remi Bachom Merav Chizda. Remi Bachom asked the Shalom from Chizda. Niteis al beged tomei mal. Let's say the dam of the Chattis, went on spritzed on top of the beged that's tomei. Mal, what's the locha? So that's the Shalom. Since the dam becomes tamei when it touches the beged, so maybe the dam now is possible as rika, so it's not turning the mitzvah of kibbutz. Or maybe no, the ma'aser comes with asachas, it is turning kibbutz. So Omar Rav Huna, Vreid Rav Yeshua, mi dekom mi boi lehochi, since you're asking the shalom in this case, we'll come together, Shemar Mina, have a proof that you hold, hoysola shasakosham, even though first the dam had a good kabbalah sadam. It had a shasa kosha. There was a time that it was fit to make a zrika with this dam. Finish the law. And then the dam becomes possible. Is ain dam a toy in kibbutz? that you hold that's absurd. Now the dam is not toy kibbutz. So therefore, you have a shayla. Hani mili. When do I say that? Svara pizayachazeh. That's yishayla. Maybe only if the first the dam became tummy. Even the first it was kosher, was real as rika. Then it became tummy, and then it goes on a beged. That's when you say it's not toy kibbutz, because the dam was like pasul first. Avo, but your question is like this. The vasachas lay. But maybe here, with the dam, before it touched the beged, it was still kosher as rika. Only the vasachas, when it's touching the beged, that's when it becomes not real as rika. So maybe a redumulation, maybe Abu Vasachas loy, maybe vasachas, you did not say that so the dam is possible, but rather we look as if dam kosher went on this beged, so there would be the mitzvah's kibbutz. I do, maybe leishna, maybe no, that's yishayla, that even though it happened with vasachas, maybe still we look as if this dam now is possible, so there's no mitzvah of kibbutz. That's yishayla. So Malay Svisa answered back to him, he should know, plukta the rebbelez of rabbanin, ali with the rabba. Now this really should be told in the machlekes between Reb Loz and the rabbanin, according to Rabba, who could have called Metarot Abaya, and the way Abaya answers the machlekes, like we'll soon see. Titania, we learn like this. Reb Lezer says, Mechatesh and it's moan, if you have mechatesh, means the water, that you put the ashes of the paradumer into it. And now this water became tamei, is mitairin, ishno, still you could use it to make tairin. If a person has a tumah meis on him, and you sprinkle this mechatesh on him, he'll become tamei. What's the proof? Now, where's his proof? Sharei nidor mazon aleha. If you have an isha that has tumas nidor on her, and she also touched a mace, she has tumas mace on her. If she wants to become tall from a tumas mace, the lochur is let her sprinkle on top of the mehazo, even though the lochur this mehazo becomes tamei. So you see, even though the mehazo becomes tamei, still it could be matar. That's what Reb Lezer says. Now the Yomar Rabbi says, you should know, Reb Lezer that brings a proof from Nidom, the Shita of Akiva Rabbi Yomro. He must be going according to the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. The Yomah that Rabbi Kiva holds, Ha'avoris Kli, Agabi Mokim Tomei, Kamun Ardami. If you take a Kli over a place that has Tumah, we consider this as if this Kli is resting on top of the Tumah, and as if the Kli became Tomei. In other words, as soon as something goes above in the Avir of something that's Tomei, it's considered Tomei right away. So therefore, the same thing here by the Nidor also. As soon as you sprinkle this Mechatis even above the Nidor, on top of her, even before the water touches her, the water becomes tamei. So the water is tamei, and still the loch rid is metayro. This is Reb Lezer's proof that if the mechatis becomes tamei first, it can still be metayro somebody. But it's only because you hold the mechatis when it goes on top of the nidah, it becomes tamei first, even before it touches her. And why? Because that's Rabbi Kiva Shita, that is kamulach dami. The Tanan learned like this. A person is standing away from the tanner, and this tanner, the oven, is against the wall, and on top of the wall there's a window. Now the sheretz betanner, there's a sheretz of tamei in the tanner. Well, now what the person does is he stretches his hand over the oven to the window, and he takes the leaven, he takes the jugs full of water of mechatis, ve'vira pi atanner. And he brings it towards him over the tanner, and there's a sheretz inside the tanner. So now, Rabbi Akiva Matame, Rabbi Akiva says, Ishnel, these login, this jug of water of Mechatis is Tame. Even though the jug never touched the sheretz, and sheretz has no tumas oil, so why did the jug become Tame? It must be because we consider it Kemunach Dami. When you take it over it, Rabbi Akiva holds like Aver is considered Kemunach Dami. It's similar like the Kli, Mamish, touch the sheretz. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Metame. V'icha achomim, mitarim. Achomim say, no, it's tov, achom mitarim. And the Mor says, what's machlekis? Although, pligi, this is what the machlekis is all in. Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva holds, kamunach dami, that when you carry this lug over the sheretz, it's considered like it's resting on top of the sheretz. So it's like it touched the sheretz, it became tami. For Rabbanin Savri, no, love kamunach dami. It's not considered like it's resting on the sheretz. Therefore, this lug, since it did not touch the sheretz, it's tor. And on this, v'eis v'yabaya. Abaye asked a question. It says, Moed the Rebbe Kiva Kiva agrees, the Azom Shevira al Kab al Kli Cheres Tamei, al Gabe Mishkav al Moshev Tamei, Shitaira, that Rebbe Kiva agrees, the Azom, if you have this Maim of the Mechatis, that goes over al Kli Cheres Tamei, or else it goes over Mishkav al Moshev Tamei, that Shitaira, the Maim is still Torah. Why? Because you do not say it's Kemunach Dami. We do not consider as if the Kli is resting and touching the Kli Cheres, like this Mayim is touching the Kli Cheres or touching the Mishkav. So it's a Stiro and Rebbe Kiva then. The Rashi says, Alpha Pish Nechuku Belogin, Shomei Chatis, Noidu Bihazo, even though some Achleik is about the look of the jar of water, but the actual Azor itself when you spritz it, Shaviru, Shoyamaz Al Odom, if you're spritzing the Mei Chatis on top of an Odom, and there's a Tana Tomei in between, so it does not become Tomei. For the Kiva agrees on the Azor itself, it does not become Tomei. And he says, Rabbi Kiva, Shein l'chodova shemetama l'malak l'mata. When do we ever have this Yisoid that something above the Tumah becomes Tomei, as if it's touching the bottom? And the Kizayas min ha-meis, that's only by Tumas meis. If you have at least the Kizayas of the meis, v'sha kol mahilim. Or as any other tumor that has a tumas oil, but it's only a special locho in a tumas oil, where the tumas mace goes up. The Mor says, Masuyu, what does it come to include? What else has this tumas oil? Even amnugas. We have a stone that has a neger in it, it also has a tumas oil on it. But otherwise, we do not consider just a mechatis that goes over a dovet tame as if it's touching it. No, it's not touching it. So, who is the steering of Akiva? First, Rabbi Kiva says, if you take the jar of Mechatis over the Tamei, we consider it like a Tamei. But when you spritz the Mechatis itself, then not. L'chur, why not? If you say it's Kemunach Dami, what should be the difference? Skmarin says, Elo Am Rabbi, Abai says like this, I tell you the Kuli Yam Alav Kemunach Dami. Really, Mika Radin of the Kiva holds also, it's not Kemunach Dami. If you just carry a Kli over something, we do not consider it midiraisa as if it's resting, as if it's really tummy. So it's really not tummy, therefore the Azor itself is Tor. If so, why by the login? Why is there the tummy? For Yehoch or Bok and Mitzvah, the Machoik is like this. The Avikiva, Sava, Gazrin, will make Xera. Shem Yenuach, if you just carry this jug of Mechatis over a Dovah tummy, even though it's not touching it, it's Xera that it should become tummy, or to maybe you bring it down and really touch it. That's the swore in Rabbi Kiva. It's Gzera. For Rabbanan Tzav, the Rabbanan Shita is no Leg Azrin. We do not make this Gzera. But Umay, the Rabbi Kiva agrees. By Hazor, that here there's no Gzera. Since you're sprinkling the Mechatis on top of a person, so as soon as it leaves your hand, there's no Gzera that maybe you'll bring it down to touch the mace, to touch the tumor. But the swore is Kiva the Nofik. Once the Azor leaves your hand, that's it. You can't bring it down anymore. If you're carrying it, if you're holding the jar and you're moving it, there it's Xera, maybe you'll bring it down, maybe you'll lower it down, let it touch it. But you're making the Azor, you're just sprinkling it, there's no Xera, maybe it'll come down. It's not once left your hand, that's it. So therefore there's no steering of the Kiva. So Mar says, if so, for Rebelez of Rabbon, for Mikey Miflagi, if so now, what's the machlokes Reb Lezer and Rabbanim? If Reb Lezer holds, if the mechatis becomes tamei, still you could use it to be mitaris somebody. And the proof he has was, if you throw it over an ida. So if we're saying now, midiraisa, everybody holds, munach, it's an avir, it's not considered munach dami, so what's the proof? L'chur, even though you spritz the mechatis over on top of the ida, the mechatis does not become tamei first. It only becomes tamei when it actually touches the ida. So what's the proof that over here you could be mitayr an ida? Maybe it's only when you spritz the mechatis on top of an ida, since it comes tummy of asachas. The tire when the tumah comes of asachas, maybe over here it's good. But maybe if the mechatis would become tummy first, maybe then you cannot use it anymore to be mitayr a person. So how could Reb Lezer bring a raya that even if the mechatis became tummy first, he could still use it to mitayr somebody from the locha of nida? What's the proof there of asachas? Someone says, Amr Abaye, Abaye says like this, Bidonin Tumah Keduma Mitumah Shabaisa Shor Kemisligi. Enochanami, that's good for the Machlaikis. Masa Vadonin, Gablezel Dieps, just like we see when the Tumah on top of the Nida is Mitama the Mechatas of Vasakas like. Even though the Mechatas becomes Tumah, still it could be Mitayro. He learned that who had in the same sword would apply, even if the Mechatas became Tumah all the way before it touches somebody. Not only Bavasachas, even Kaduma, even if it happens before, I can learn out from my Sashor. Well, Master, the Rabbanim say no, ain't done it, you can't learn out, even though true you throw it on top of a Nida. It'll be Matar the Nida, because the Bavasachas, the same time the Mechatas is becoming Tumah, when it touches the Nida, that same second is being Matar the Nida. So that's where it helps. But in the case where the Mechatas became Tumah first, and the Chanami, then the Rabbanim hold, this Mechatas cannot be Matar anybody. That's the Sadil. If so, is it the Psha in the first part of the Gemara? That the more first is the Shiloh, we have the Dam of Chatis, that Nitis Gritis, on top of a beggar that's Tomei. So, Mao, what's the Locha? So we say a Torah of the Vasachas, that the Maisa of the Vasachas is becoming Tomei, but it's also making the beggar toying Kibbus, so there would be a Chiv Kibbus. Or maybe no, it has Locha, as if the Dam became Tomei from before. So that's the Locha, Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan. According to Reb Lezer, we consider as if this dam was Tumah from before. If so, it would not be toy in kibbutz. But according to Rabbanan, no, it's a new svar of Asachas, so here it could be, it would be toy in kibbutz. So that's what he meant to say, Libud Abaya, your first shot as a machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan. Rabbanan says like this, could be no, the kulu yalma ain't done. Even Reb Lezer told you did not learn out a case of where the mechatas became Tumah before from where it first happened of Asachas. If so, what's the machlokes then? For your chatzay yibor kemitzul, here the machlokes is like this. For the blazer, so far, has a tzrich hashir. Yishno, you have to have an amount of how much water there is to make that zor with. Or mitzvah from that zois, and you can start from one hazor to a second hazor. But Rabbon and Tzav, Rabbon and Hold, no, hazor and tzrich hashir, how much water do you have to have in the mechat is, there's no shir, there's no amount to it. In other words, the pshat is according to Rabbi Lezer, there's a shear how much mechat does he have to have. See, when you sprinkle on top of the isha need this like this, when you first sprinkle the first little bit, it becomes tamei, and there's no shear hazor yet, so it's not considered like you have a ma'is hazor. Still, we say when you make another hazor later, it's the mitzvah to the first shear, so now you have a shear of hazor. Even though the churo, the first little amount, let's say you need 3 ounces of mechatis. So you spritz first 1 ounce on top of the nida. So that 1 ounce became tamei, and it did not make a tire yet. Now later you spritz another ounce. So the second ounce is mitzaref with the first ounce. So here's Reb Lezer's raya. Even though the first ounce was tamei already, still you see you can mitzaref it and use it for mechatis. So that's Reb Lezer's proof, that even though his mamish became tamei already, still it's fit to be mitayer. And the Rabbanan hold, no, there's no proof. Again, because they hold, when you spritz the mechat on top of the nida, the first ounce that reaches her, it's mitayiro, and the vasachas, it's torah. Whereas they hold, there's no shear, there's no amount of how much you have to have for the mechatas. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, there's no proof where the mechatas became tamei before, you would not know, it could be, it's not fit to be used to mitayir, some of it has, to mesmes. Then it says the Mishnah, chatas psula. So the Rabbanan says like this, Midama widashins, midam kshera, volei midam psula. So where is the mitzvah of throwing kibbutz? Only if the dam is kshera, and not dam of chatis of psula. The kiva vaymer, hoysolo shas hakoysha v'nifslo. If first there was a kabbalah sadam, the dam was fit to make his rika, and first later became psula. So then, dama throwing kibbutz, then yes, then if this dam falls on top of a beged, it's throwing kibbutz. What's going to be loy hoysel shas hakoysha? Let's say they not have a shas hakoysha. When yisun came pasul, the nechnami ain't dama toin kibbus. Then his dam is not toin kibbus. If it never had a shas hakoysha, then the dam is not fit to be toin kibbus. That's for the kibbushita. Rabbi Shimon or Shimon says no. Echad zev yechad zev ain't dama toin kibbus. I don't care if it had a shas hakoysha, if it didn't have a shas hakoysha. It's all totally right now. When this dam right now falls on top of a beged, if the dam is sulam, there's no mitzvah kibbutz. There's only a kibbutz if the dam is fit to make a zrika right now. So Moshe says, my time with Rosh Hashim, what's Rosh Hashim's reasoning? Ksiv Oisa says the word Oisa. Or Ksiv Midoma. Or says the word Midoma. So there's two miyutim. Chad la'echa toisla shasa kosher. Even the case where the dam had a shasa kosher, still it's no good. It's only throwing kibbles of right now. It's kosher la lezrika. If you have a kiva now, Oisa prat la truma. There's only one meat. If the dam was not fit at all, but the dam was already fit, then it's okay. And the meat here is the meat of Nukha Truma. Rashi says, V'yaminon, V'yamriku Shtifakoi. It goes on the other part of the Pasuk, that if you cook up the chatas in the pot, you have to be machshir it with the Mriku and the Shtifa. We'll see later on what that is. The Pasuk is teaching us that's only by chatas and not by Truma. If you cook up Truma in a pot, if you want to make it kosher, you do not have to make a Mriku or Shtifa. And for the Shimon, like why doesn't he use one of the miyutim for that? Let time made yom that he says kachim kala main toim riku shtifa. It is only a special lock and kachim like hatis, but not even a kachim kalam. If so, mother of kachim kalam does not have this inyan of riku shtifa. How you have to wash out the kli first to kolshchein truma. So for sure, truma does not have this halacha. I do not need a special miyut. So therefore, the pasuk has come to teach us two miyutim on dam itself. Which dam is the loch if it goes on a bake and is throwing kibbles? Only dam that's fit right now for his rika, even though it had a shasa kosha, but if right now it's not fit, it will not be throwing kibbles. Now the Mishnah says, Nitais minat savra la beged. Let's say the dam comes out from the behema directly on top of the beged, meaning you did not make a kabbalah yet, so the dam was never fit to be used for his rika. The din is ain't throwing kibbutz. If that dam goes in a bag and it's not throwing kibbutz, it never had a shasa kosher. What's going to be min hakeren and min hayisoid? Let's say the dam already had a zrika. It was on the keren or on the yisoid yishrayim. And now it goes off onto a begid. It's also ain't throwing kibbutz. There's no din, it has to have kibbutz. In other words, that once there was a zrika, so now that dam is not throwing kibbutz anymore. Once you had a Zerika ready, now the dam is not throwing kibbutz. So if the dam reached the Karen or the Yisoid, there's no mitzvah kibbutz on this dam. Nishpach ala ritzpa the osvay. Let's say the dam spilled off the neck of the animal onto the floor, and then you gather it together. Still ain't throwing kibbutz. It's not throwing kibbutz again, because there's never a kabbalah. The dam is not fit to be used. And the cloud is ain't throwing kibbutz, and the dam shineskabal b'kli, for roi lazor. Which dam is there a mitzvah of kibbutz? Only dam that was niskabel the kli, and then that's called that it was roi to make a zrika with it. And then if it goes on the bank and it's throwing kibbutz, because there's never a kabbalah, the dam was never roi zrika, you would not have this din of throwing kibbutz. Tell me about one of this, the Gemara says. Yochai would have thought to say, nitiz min atavar ala begit, ye ain't throwing kibbutz. If the dam comes directly from the neck of the animal onto your begit, maybe you do have to wash it off. Talmud, the Pasuk says, Asha Yaze. He has to make Hazor. He has to be able to make his Rika with it. Is Loyamati Lochoyala Baroyal Hazor. It has to be done that's fit to make his Rika with it. Only after there was a Kabbalah. But if he did not make a Kabbalah for them, it's not fit for his Rika. There's no din toin kibbutz. Tan Yidikund, another Braisa. Yochai would have thought to say, Nitiz Mina Karen, or Mina Yisoid Yet toin kibbutz. If done after the Rika was made on it, the dam came off the Karen. Or off to your side, maybe it's throwing kibbutz still. Tamlo, the Pasuk says, no, Asher Yaza, that you're going to make a Zrika. Prat Lezeh Shekvar Huza, excluding this dam, if you made this Zrika ready, now Pshit is not throwing kibbutz. If the Zrika was done, it's not throwing kibbutz. Then the Mishnah says that Nishpach ala Ritzpa, the dam spilled on the floor without a Kabbalah Sadam, the dam was not fit for Zrika, so that dam is possible, there's no mitzvah kibbutz. For the Gemara is so lonely, why does the Mishnah have to explain itself so much, it repeats it over and over again?